and to talk a bit about the ongoing process that is very important in this moment of change in the governance structure of our movement. The first thing I want to highlight here is that you don't need to be completely up to date to the movement strategy implementation. You might even be someone who are not familiar with the recommendations and yet participate in this charter discussion because it concerns us all as a movement. And for us, it's very important to engage even with people and communities who haven't been part of the movement strategy before. So as we were mentioning here, this is an onboarding session to the movement charter. And this is the first broad effort that we are doing regionally to outreach the process of the charter. I'll introduce today what is the movement charter and the committee responsible for its drafting. I'll talk about our proposed timeline and processes. And finally, I'll tell you more about how to engage on it. So Cornelius, please, next slide. Starting from the start, a collective of brilliant people from our movement gathered a few years ago to write the recommendations of our movement strategy. And here we have the purpose statement from the recommendation for ensure equity in decision making. And it says that we aim for shared responsibilities and inclusion to make this work. We establish a movement charter to provide a sense of belonging, as well as clearly defined roles and responsibilities for current and future members of our movement. Next slide. As the movement charter is a document that will set the basis of our governance and we'll need to organize different stakeholders around it, the charter is a movement strategy priority right now. It is important to highlight here that this is a community-led process, meaning that the charter came up as a demand of the community when thinking about the ways to ensure the realization of the strategic direction. It is not an idea that came overnight, but it is the result of a few years of community discussions. And by the end of this, you can expect a movement-wide ratification process for its adoption. Next slide. What is the core of the movement charter? It is a document that will lay out our shared values in the movement and that will define roles and responsibilities so that anyone who's willing to join our movement can have clarity about our governance. It will also be included in the charter, a Global Council proposal, which will be a core entity in our new governance model. Next slide. And speaking about roles and responsibilities, it will tackle how we want to distribute power in the movement in order to make it more equitable. And what will guide us here are the ideas of decentralization and subsidiarity. We are yet to imagine the format of the Global Council. I think that's important to make it clear that we don't have it imagined already in the Movement Charter Drafting Committee. There are some proposals already, but what you need to know at this moment is that it will be the main future global governance body. So this is why it is so important for us to engage as many people as possible in this conversation because it concerns us all. And who will also be involved in the setting of roles and responsibilities? So we are talking about project communities, affiliates, the Wikimedia Foundation, the Board of Trustees, AFCON, people leading hubs right now, and much more. Next slide. So now talking about movement charter steps. First, here in blue, you can see that we needed to define the people who would be responsible for writing this document. And we formed the Movement Charter Drafting Committee November last year after an election and selection process based on a diversity matrix to ensure that the committee would be as representative as possible of our movement. So now we have a committee formed by people from across the globe with different skills and expertises, people who've been in the movement for the ages, people who are community leaders, people who have experiences in human rights, advocacy, policy writing, communications, and beyond. Then here in orange, it's the ongoing work. So we are heavily focusing now on defining and developing the content of the charter. And I'll talk more about it in a second. And finally, here in white, we'll need to define the ways for consensus building and ratification. And this is yet to be defined, but it's what you can expect from this process. Next slide. So who will be involved in the drafting? Well, we have the drafting committee at your service. We are 15 people, as I mentioned before, and we are working on it on our volunteer capacity. And we also expect contributions of communities and organizations, and we'll do that through input collection cycles to ensure that we are including enough perspectives and make a charter that is actually representative of our movement. Next slide. And here you can see the Movement Charter Drafting Committee. We are looking sharp at the Wikimedia Summit in Berlin this September. We have Anas from Morocco, Faros from the USA, Reda from Algeria, Jorge from Colombia, Jorges from Cameroon, Ravan from Iraq, Mana from India, Pepe from Mexico, I'm from Brazil. Then we have Risker from Canada, Michal from Poland, Sio from the Netherlands, Runa from India, and Daria from Poland. And we are missing here Nosbeck Bear from the UK, but this is what the Movement Charter Drafting Committee looks like. Next slide, please. And when we first met in June, also in Berlin, we came up with key agreements about the charter. So here are a few things that you can expect from it. It will be a concise, high-level document in order to make it clear and accessible. We'll have detailed information in appendices. We'll have the first content of the charter defining the charter itself, and we will include mechanisms of enforcing its content. Next slide. Here's the charter outline so far, and this is what you can expect from the chapters. And in orange, we have highlighted what we've been considering priority, and those are the chapters that we are working right now. So the preamble, values and principles, and roles and responsibilities. Then we'll start working pretty soon on definitions, the global council bit, decision-making processes, implementation, and a glossary. And this is an initial draft content outline, so it might be changed if we need to, but this is the general idea. Those are the main topics that you can expect in this document. Next slide. Talking a bit about our timeline, you can see that we set up the committee between November last year and this January. Then we entered this long process of information gathering, content outline, research setup, even organizing how to work among each other. It took us a long time, but it's what we needed to do to make sure that we are on the right track so we could focus on the content. And we'll be focused on that until March. And by April, we'll hopefully have a first draft published for movement review. And until December next year, we'll work on revisions of the charter. And between January and March 24, we'll go through the ratification process. So you can expect to listen more about the charter for a while. So it's a long process, and I think that it needs to be a long process so we can make sure that we are doing a good work for the movement. Next slide. We also worked on different engagement levels for the different stakeholders involved in the process. So you can expect to be informed, consulted, involved, or even collaborate more closely with the Movement Charter Drafting Committee. And depending on the type of stakeholder, the outreach for the drafting process will be different. So we distinguish between informing, which will go basically through newsletters and updates on Meta, consultation, so we can ask for feedback on, for instance, Meta strategy forum or at conferences. You can be involved in a more direct outreach, like engaging in conversations via Meta, working together with people on the feedback that we are receiving, or even collaborate, meaning that we would be asking people to actively participate and partner with the Movement Charter Drafting Committee. Next slide. So how to engage with the Movement Charter? You can directly write us at movementcharter@wikimedia.org. Feel free to send us your comments, questions, concerns. We really want to hear from you, especially when we release some bits of content. We need to listen to you. We also have monthly updates and newsletter that you can subscribe to. We'll start our global community consultation cycle later this month until December to cover different regions. So it's a moment that you can engage directly with us. And hopefully we'll have the charter published in April next year. And it will include, of course, a movement-wide consultation cycle. Next one. So for this first round of consultation, there are a few different ways to engage and share feedbacks on drafts that will soon be widely shared. You can attend regional community conversation hours. You can fill out anonymous survey that we release. You can share feedback on Meta or on the Movement Strategy Forum if you prefer, or you can send us an email, the classic way of communicating. And next one. I think that's it for now. I hope that I was clear about what is the charter, the Movement Charter Drafting Committee, our timeline, different ways of engaging with this process. And I just want to highlight one more time that this should be a community-led process. And I hope that we can truly represent the community needs in this process. So thank you very much for taking some time of your precious Saturday to be with us. And I'm eager to listen to your questions and your comments. Thank you so much.